they believe us.
What should your stepchild call you? What should they call you?
Now, giving y'all a backstory, me and my wife has been married previously. I had one child, my wife had two. Now, it was an easier transition for her children to call me dad, but a difficult transition for my daughter to say mom to my wife.
I wouldn't really say that because, what are we calling? Am I just saying your daughter?
You can say that, yeah.
Okay.
We can go with that.
Yeah, let's just go with you, right. Yeah, right. My kids, when you say your kids, I'm like, them your kids too. I don't start manifesting nothing. Right. But so your daughter gave me a nickname, which was Isha. And I was fine with that. Right. You know, it was never like in my plans or in my mind that it was like a necessity for her to call me mom. But because she was around my two children, you know, and we were all together, they would call me mom. So eventually she started calling me mom sometimes, which was fine.
Right.
But outside sources.
Amen.
I'm just saying, you know, the third party. It's always the issue with the third party. For some reason, the third party thought that it was going to confuse a 7-year-old with calling us both mom. And that was just that, you know, I didn't make a big deal of it. It was just she was getting confused and she was coming over here saying, well, she's just my stepmom. And, you know, just hearing pretty much negativity from others. Which that part affected it because it's like I'm doing everything as a mother should, you know, do hair, feeding them, watching them, whatever, you know, treating the same thing as my own children. But for me, that wasn't an issue with her necessarily having to call me mom. But once she did, I mean, it felt good. It felt like we were reaching a milestone, me and her. It felt like that's a part of a bond a little bit, you know, for somebody to feel comfortable enough to call you or view you as a mom or dad. So I was pretty happy about it. But then when, again, the third parties and people and their feelings and maybe they feel some insecurities within their own motherhood or fatherhood, where they would have to then, you know, diminish the relationship or try to throw a fork in it, saying negative things, oh, that's just a stepmom, you shouldn't have to call her mom, or, you know, putting it in the child's mind at a young age, this is just your stepmom. Well, what does that actually mean, you know? So for me, I can say it wasn't a big deal with her calling me mom. Again, she had made up her own name for me. I was satisfied with that. But then she got confused. Sometimes she would call me mom. Sometimes she would call me Isha. Sometimes she would say, well, I want to call you mom, but my mom said that you're just my stepmom, and it's just like, that's okay, you don't have to call me mom, you know? And, you know, it's just, whatever works for whoever it works for. I think that the couple should have a conversation together before marriage. This should be stated before marriage. This should be discussed, don't you think?
No, definitely. And I think for men, probably, and some women, that it's a respect thing. And we've seen on the internet and videos and YouTube that the men is like, yo, call me dad. Like, it's respect. I need that dad title. Now, it might not be right away, but eventually, not 2 or 3 years down the line, you still calling me Alan, Charles, Derek, or whatever. It's like, yo, I've been taking care of you. I've been providing for you and feeding you, taking to school, and you're going to just call me Charles? Like, and the people that say, like, oh, it's not that not big of a deal, not that bad for, you know, probably the men, like, inside they're like, yo, like,
is this
my man's got a, he got, like, the girl, boy, whoever got it. Because I think the daughter's probably willing to say dad or something like that. And the boy's like, you ain't my dad, like, get out of here. Like,
but my children wasn't like that. They both looked at you and they both loved you as a dad. And that's just as simple as that. You've done more for them than their real biological father has. And that's just the fact. Right. I'm not going to sit here and try to downplay what you do in their lives for somebody else. I'm just not going to do that. It might be hurtful for somebody to hear that, but at the end of the day, it's the truth. You do more for them. I'm going to repeat it. You do more for them than their own biological father.
and want to stay too. Our kids were younger. So your older daughter was five, three, and two. Right. So they was much younger. So it was, I guess you would say, it's probably, some people would say, oh, it's easier when they're younger to, for probably call dad or whatever, or mom and stuff like that. But when they're older, teenager, we all know that I don't think a teenager, unless they had, like, they're definitely, if their parent passed away, they're probably not going to call you dad or mom. So just understand that for anybody before y'all get married. It probably won't happen. They got kids.
But I don't think people initially feel like they have to call me mom or dad. Right. I think that people initially have the understanding I am not their biological mom or dad. But when it becomes a disruption, when the child feels comfortable enough to call you mom or dad, and then somebody else come in here and poison what that child feels for you, that's when it becomes a disruption, I feel like. Because I never had an issue until it's like, well, why are we allowing outsiders outside of this household to dictate what we doing here? Yeah. And that's just sad to me, you know?
Some people probably would say, too, well, who do I... Do I say something to the child? Or would I say something to my spouse? And I'm pretty sure somebody would battle. So what... Should I address the child like, yeah, you should call me dad or mom? Nope. The first thing you probably should do is talk to your spouse.
Oh, right.
Address, like, have that conversation with your spouse. Don't talk to the child first.
Right.
And I know some people probably made a mistake and talked to the child, and then, you know, miscommunication.
I think somebody's out of order.
They raised their voice at me, and they said I had to call them this. And now y'all getting into an argument. So wisdom, and maybe we'll help y'all out. Talk to the spouse. So y'all could be on the same page. And
then add the child into the conversation. Right. Sit the child down and let them know it's not mandatory. But if you feel as though you want to, that is an open door for you.
Now, somebody else would say, too. So now, what if I talk to my spouse and they said, no, I don't think they should have to call you that. What do I do? And it's like, dang, like, y'all ain't on the same page with this. I think this is about to go downhill.
But this is why it's important to even, before marriage, to even have this discussion to say and set the boundaries and the rules or whatever for you all's household and stick to that. But if you're already in this situation, I would say again, still communicate. If you've been married and taking care of this child for 2, 3, 5 years, and you're feeling like, okay, I do feel some type of way about the child just calling me my first name.
Yeah.
Then you and the spouse should come up with what works for you.
And to go back, for me, I don't think I addressed. If they didn't call me mom and dad in the beginning.
I hope they ain't calling you no mom.
If they didn't call me dad in the beginning, because they called me before we got married, they started calling me dad. It would have been okay. After the fact, if it would have been like over a year, maybe yes. I would have had a conversation with you like, yo, what about if they call me? And if the father would have had a problem with it and said like, I don't think they should. Then I know you said maybe they shouldn't dictate. That would have been like, okay, I understand where you're coming at.
He did say that, but I didn't care.
Right.
I didn't care at all.
Well, right. He brung up again, after the fact.
But my thing is this. How much do you allow the other parent to dictate in your house?
Well, that's what we... Right. You don't... But and again, I did feel like it's kind of like a respect thing. If he don't like it, then...
But who is he? Who is this person in our marriage and in our family and in our household?
Well, right. He's their father. But I see it from the point of, okay, if he don't like it, I hate to step on people's toes and just be like rude and disrespectful, like, well, just call me dad anyway. Don't care if your dad told you.
Well, it's not about being disrespectful, right, in my opinion. But again, how much do you allow somebody else to dictate, right, when they are not there? They're doing nothing at all. But then they want to be in their feelings and feel some type of way about somebody, their children calling you dad or mom, but they ain't doing nothing at all.
Okay, flip it. So what if they are in their life, they're doing something, and they have a problem with this, them calling them
again, dad. That was the situation with me and your daughter.
Right.
I did not mind her calling me Isha. She was calling me that, and I was fine with that. But then when she transitioned to calling me Mom, I was okay with that as well. Whatever she wanted to call me, it did not matter. Whatever her comfortability was. My issue is when outside third-party people try to come in and dictate and, you know, and say the child is confused. No, you're bringing confusion.
So
you based not just on, to the child, but to our household.
So you're based on saying the child is their, whatever their comfortability is with the situation, whatever they want to call you, it's fine. If they want to say Mom, doesn't matter if the third party feel some type of way about that.
No, because you, why should it?
What?
Why should it? The person is doing everything that a mother or father would do. What? Why should someone have to say, you know what? Your mom or your dad, your real parents don't. I am a real parent. You know, a step parent is a real parent. They're doing everything that a biological parent is doing. That's just like if somebody get adopted. Those children call those parents dead. That's not anything to them. I'm just saying. It's the same thing. We're going to reach out to the biological parent and ask them, hey, what you want me to call them? Like, come on. Come on. What you want me to call them? You ain't want them, but come on. No.
Because
it's always like we got to.
You gave me a different perspective when you brought that to my attention. Because that's how I thought at first about the situation, being like, hey, if they don't like it, then cool. Like, I don't want to step on anybody's toe. If they call me whatever, they don't have to call me Dan.
But they wanted to. That's the thing.
Right.
So what you going to go to my children and say, well, your dad don't. How do you even present that? Well, you cannot call me dad because really I'm not your dad. That's sad for the child. Like, they don't understand any of this. Yeah. They view you as their dad. They view you as someone who is caring for them, loving them, and taking care of them.
Right.
So now you have to, you know, appease somebody else or pacify somebody else who's outside of our marriage, outside of our household, that does nothing for this house? No.
Well, if anybody's thinking that joining two families together, or you're dating, or you're talking to somebody that has a child, it's a lot to consider, to just be like, yeah, they got a child, everything just gonna be fine. Mm-mm. We get along, we went on dates, and they seem like they like me, yeah, at first, and then maybe the third party might throw a little splash of hate in there, a little dash of a little something.
It's always a dash of bitterness in the tea.
Dash of something, and now they're like, or somebody, because kids don't know, they're gonna come back and say something. My mom and dad said not to call you that.
Which happened here. Right. And that is the uproar. It wasn't about the child. Let's subtract the child, because the child is a child. We're talking about the adults that's poisoning, putting in the false things into a child to just say, oh, this is just your step-parent. This is just, that's not your real mom. That's not your real dad. And then the child is like, That's almost like you don't really have to respect this person. We don't know how a child thinks and perceives and understands. Like,
so from your point, nothing is disrespectful if the child calls you. And if they call you a nickname, they call you, if they decide to call you mom and dad, if they decide to call you by first name.
No. Let's get to the first name. Okay, but this is what I'm saying. So, right, you brought up with the children being older. Of course, they're not going to, they know, they full-fledged, you know, on their mama or dad's side at this point. And maybe they feel like you the reason why, or you a contributor to why their parents is not together. You killed them.
Right. That's how they think. Huh?
Right. So that's a totally different.
Yeah.
But from my viewpoint is, I'm saying when a child feels comfortable, I'm not saying force it on no child. Nah. No. I don't think that's appropriate. If the child is not comfortable with calling you mom or dad, maybe come to a common ground and say, you know, if you don't want them calling you by your first name, maybe call you, you know, a nickname or something. I don't know. Chime in, y'all. I want to know what y'all think about this.
So you're saying first names is disrespectful.
I grew up in the era where first names to an adult is disrespectful. Yes. Yes.
Well, so what if the child is older?
Again, if the child is older, well, how old are we talking? Because if you're talking about 10,
after 10, that's still okay, a child. After 12.
Even after 12, I would say like 15, 16, when you're able to drive, you in high school. Well, you in high school at 13.
But, okay, so you're saying If they call you a first name, it's disrespectful. So what point to when it stopped being disrespectful? Like what? So after 12 or 13, and you've been dating, you've been married to this person for a couple years, and they still call you by your first name, is that still disrespectful?
I think it's only disrespectful if that other, if the spouse takes it as disrespect. Some people are totally fine. Right. With the child calling them by their first name. I'm not saying make this your issue if this is not your issue. Somebody, but I'm addressing.
I'm making this an issue. Nah, this is the issue. But I didn't think about
we did
it.
Hear this a guy, this. He said if he's caring for this child, if he demands the child to call him dad. That's just where he is.
But
I'm just saying, that's just where he is with it. And that's why it's important to discuss this before you get married.
Or discuss it with the spouse. Definitely keeps discussing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Discuss it before you get married. You need to have this conversation. If you know that they already have children, you need to express, hey, this is how I feel. Once we get married, we're going to blend this family completely. And it is mandatory for this child to call me mom or dad. And that's just that. But you have to express it at the beginning. You can't 5 years down the line, now you mad at the child or mad at everybody else because the child never started calling you. But you never set those boundaries. You never set those expectations or anything.
Speak up, y'all. Make sure you speak up. Guys, girls, say what you got to say. Speak up early in the
minute. Speak up.
Speak up early. Sorry. Speak up early. Don't hold it in 5 years, 10 years, 11 years. Now you want to say something, don't take it out on your spouse because you didn't speak up.
Or you waited so long where the child is just like,
I'm used to it.
I'm grown at this point, you know, maybe I'm grown. I've been calling you this. What's wrong with me continuing to call you this?
Right.
You know, so, but by no means am I saying force it on someone, especially if they feel uncomfortable. Have conversations to see why they feel uncomfortable because 9 times out of 10, it's the other parent. I'm just going to be honest with you.
No, I understand. We can definitely say that, yes. Probably third parties out there making issues. But let's wrap this up right quick because time is running thin. Go ahead, Buttercup. Let the people know.
Oh, I already said what I had to say.
Oh, you said what you had to say.
If you are a bitter baby mama, ex-wife, bitter baby daddy, or bitter, I'm just saying, no, you cannot control what goes on in a separate household. You just can't. You need to examine yourself, whatever issues you have within yourself regarding being a mother or a father, and you take away from your child and the love that they could be receiving from someone else. That's just unacceptable. And for the women, for the stepmothers and the stepfathers out there who's currently going through, first of all, why are you sitting there looking? For the stepmothers and the stepfathers who's actually going through that, I would definitely tell you to express yourself to your spouse. I don't think that you should be allowing someone outside of your household to dictate what goes on in your household. If your stepchild wants to call you mom and dad, I think that you should honor that. If you can come to an agreement with the other party, the third party, the outsider, because that's what they are from your marriage, they're not a part of your marriage. Yes, you married and you accept the child, you love the child, but you don't just go by and have confusion and depression or whatever somebody might go through in your marriage, and you start looking at your spouse in a certain type of way due to what the other person is doing. No, cut that off. Build a wall right there for real. Because if it's causing you any type of frustration, anger, you're going to take it out on your spouse. And you could start resenting your stepchild. That's just a simple fact. And you could be honest with yourself or you could lie to yourself. Stay in the deception, okay? You could stay there and say, oh, no, everything is fine. When really you suffer in the silence. That doesn't make sense to do. Why are you?
The crazy thing is about
you look like you suffered the silence right now.
The crazy thing about it doing this whole thing is that we talking to a lens. Like, hey, lens, how you doing, lens?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
You see how fast he tried to get off of
here. Because we're going to have to upgrade this time in a minute. It's about to be 30 minutes. Like, this, we're going to keep on going. But thank y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
It's Alan. You ain't even say it.
I was going to put the tagline in it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I can say
my
it.
Bad. No, you ain't got to say it. I forgot we did. Okay, yeah, never mind. Yeah, all right. Yeah, love y'all. Yeah. Stay strong, stepmoms.
Just stepdads put their head down, just keep bobbing.
You silly.
Everything's all right.
Thanks.